Nie, non...
Okay, so this is a audio test for the Adigo operator. Can you hear us? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Hey, thanks, Josh. Oh, hey, Josh, I'm having problems. Okay, hello scribes. This is Collier, the GAC room, just doing a audio check for you to make sure that you can hear us clearly. How's that sounding? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Look at that. Perfect. Thank you.
Tuesday, March 25th, 2014, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., GAC session in Collier on GAC briefing on the net mundial.
Okay, this is just one more test to the Adobe room. Adobe room, check.
Good morning, everyone. If you could take your seats, please. Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's get started. We have a busy day ahead of us again with lots to discuss. But I think we have a great start to our day with some guests that will present to us about the upcoming Net Mundial meeting in Sao Paulo. So it is a real pleasure for me to introduce to you, to my left, Ambassador Fonseca, who will be giving us some information about the meeting and perhaps able to answer some questions if we have time for that as well. Thank you. And his colleague, Mr. Flavio Cesar, to my right, who is also part of the process of preparing for Net Mundial and advising Minister Bernardo. So, without any further delay, let me turn over to you, Ambassador, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning to all colleagues. I wish to thank the opportunity to address the GAC on this very, timely issue. Actually, we are very glad to note that Net Mundial is one of the issues, one of the most relevant issues being discussed in the context of this ICANN meeting. And on the part of the Brazilian government, but not only on the behalf of the government, because this is not a purely governmental effort, I wish to express our great appreciation for the interest you are taking in this meeting. As you may know, this meeting, which we call in an abbreviated form Net Mundial, the full name is the Global Multi-Stakeholder Meeting on the Future of Internet Governance. It is due to take place in São Paulo on 23rd and 24th April, so in a little more than 1 month away from today. And it has some particular characteristics. First of all, as the title indicates, it will not be an intergovernmental meeting, it will be a multi-stakeholder meeting. This was something President Dilma stated from the beginning when she made the call for this meeting to take place in Brazil, that she wanted to provide a space not only for governments to interact, but for leaders from government to interact fully with the private sector, civil society, academy, technical community, and international organizations, in the understanding those are the stakeholders identified as per the WISE's outcome documents. So this is one very clear characteristic of this meeting, and in that sense, it is important to note that as a government, we are not in control, or we are not in we are in the driver's seat, but together with the other stakeholders. So all the decisions, all the preparations for the meeting, and the way the meeting will unfold will not be a government-led initiative. This is a very important thing to stress from the beginning. Another important characteristic of the meeting is that it will discuss internet governance, but trying to have focus, two focus areas. The first of which will be to discuss principles for internet governance. And in this sense, we take advantage of sets of principles that have been developed in different contexts, geographically diverse and in different, encompassing different stakeholders. Nonetheless, the intention is in the context of the meeting to try to identify and to try to capture what of those principles can be of universal acceptance and therefore should guide all the internet governance discussions in each and every forum they take place. The second focus areas is an attempt to come up with proposals on interventions that would be necessary in regard to the existing framework for internet governance. So we are calling this a roadmap for the future evolution of the internet ecosystem. So those are the two focus areas. They are broad enough. They allow for discussion on maybe any aspects of internet that participants may found appropriate. Nonetheless, they, in a way, try to set some boundaries for the discussion. Working this multi-stakeholder environment, we have been on the Brazilian side resorting to the Brazilian Steering Committee, which is on our side the organizing leg for the conference. And on the international side, as you may recall, on the occasion of the last IGF in Bali last year, a coalition was established gathering private sector, civil society, technical and academic communities, that is to say the non-governmental actors, to assist us in the preparation. So the preparation is being led by the Brazilian Steering Committee on the one side, OneNet on the other. As government, we participate within the Brazilian Steering Committee representation, and we are entrusted together with the Ministry of Communication to interact with governments. So the Ministry of External Relations, which I represent, we have been interacting with government and serving as the liaison for this meeting. At this point, it is important to maybe to note that we have a dedicated email address at Itamaraty, which is netmundial@itamaraty, which is the name of our foreign ministry, .gov.br. I can later on, together with my colleagues, give more details on this. But this is a dedicated email through which we can respond to any queries you may have. And also, through this, we have received, offered to receive your contributions and also the indication of delegations for the meeting. This is, so we are serving as a liaison to the secretariat of the meeting. The other stakeholders will be addressing directly the secretariat, but as foreign affairs, we have taken upon us the responsibility to reach out to governments to ensure we have, this channel of communication. So through netmundial@itamaraty.gov.br, we have received your contributions. These have been channel to the secretariat by the deadline that was established, which was March 8th. We have also been receiving the designations of delegations. In regard to this, let me just recall that the executive multi-stakeholder committee that was established to provide for the organization of the meeting to make decisions on logistical aspects of the meeting has previously decided, and in this if I can just make a step behind and say that we are in São Paulo meeting. This meeting will take place in a hotel, Grand Hyatt Hotel in São Paulo, which has, unfortunately, rather limited space. And I recall we have been working under a very tight schedule. The meeting was convened, the call for the meeting was made in last October. And this has, in a way, limited our opportunity to reserve a larger space. So the venue of the meeting is, which was available for us, considering that some other venues have been reserved for even 2 years behind. So the venue that was available, the most appropriate, holds not more than 800 participants. We must ensure balance between different stakeholders, so this has unfortunately led the executive committee to establish some criteria for participation of governments that are not the usual way governments operate, of course, but for this meeting we will have a rule of participation that will be, in the case of delegations, that will be headed by an authority of ministerial level. The format will be 1+2, so for delegations headed by ministers, and if there is not a ministerial level authority, it will be 1+1. So I beg your indulgence in that regard, but again, this is linked to the fact we have limited space and also we have to accommodate different the other stakeholders in a proportionate way. I must say we are very glad and thankful for governments for the understanding we have been receiving in that regard. Of course, additional participation might be considered to the extent that we have a clearer idea, understanding of confirmed participants. There might be an opportunity for increased participation, but at this moment we are bound by those criteria that was set by the executive committee, and this is something that derives from the nature of the meeting. I must say that we are very glad and very satisfied with the level of response we have had. At this moment, we have had quite a very significant number of confirmations. Roughly half of the delegations who have confirmed have indicated they will send authorities at the ministerial level. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank those governments that have already indicated their delegations, and at the same time invite you, in the case your government has not yet defined a delegation, to do so as early as possible. In differentiation of the other stakeholders, there is no deadline for governments to indicate their delegations, but we would appreciate this could be done at your earliest convenience, especially because if your delegation is going to be led by a minister, we must make proper arrangements in regard to logistics, to the courtesies that will be offered. So it will be very much in the interest of the meeting and the way we can work together if that information could be provided to us as early as possible. We would thank you for that. One thing that is important I'd like to highlight, and this is a kind of frequently asked question we have been taking, regards the timeline for the preparation of the documents. At this moment, we are aiming, this is our best expectation, that at the end of the meeting, we can adopt declaration, document. The format is not yet fully finalized, but addressing the two focus areas. So this outcome document would have a section on principles, one section on the roadmap. on the basis of the contributions, of the submissions that were sent to the Secretariat by the deadline, there 189 contributions were sent from all stakeholders. So on the basis of these submissions, the Executive Committee will be working with the aim that by April the 3rd, there will be, let's say, a draft zero of this outcome document. This will be conveyed to the high-level committee, which is the political committee that was established, multi-stakeholder, also multi-stakeholder in its composition for its comments. And we expect that by April the 10th or April 11th, we'll be able to make this document public for comments. And then we'll be, of course, very close to the meeting. And on the basis of this three-stage preparation, the executive committee work, the high-level meeting endorsement of the document, and the public consultation period, we expect to come up to the meeting with some proposal that would reflect the general sense of what would be feasible to achieve at the meeting in regard to those two focus areas. So you may understand that there is a very big challenge involved in this effort to try to come up with something that will address the concerns of all participants, but we feel confident that this will be indeed that we can fulfill this task, because again, we are working on the basis of existing efforts, existing documents, existing proposals. We are looking at those ideas that will have very strong support and that could be finally endorsed by the plenary. So this is the context in which we have been working. Again, we are seeing this as a collective endeavor, collective on the part of governments, but collective also in the sense that other stakeholders are fully involved in the preparation stage, in the organization, and in the meeting itself. So this is our attempt to come up with a contribution to the existing discussions on internet governance relating to the existing processes, and at the same time trying to energize those processes. I think the speech that was made by, and I finished with this, at the General Assembly, in a way, this is our understanding, in a way reflected concerns that are from all parties, both not only governments but also stakeholders, in the sense that we need some clarity among us on agreed principles, agreed pillars for internet governance, and we think also the time is mature enough for us collectively reflect on interventions that might lead us to the improvement of the framework we have for internet governance. So the idea is to, and this is the effort we are undertaking, to seize this moment. We think this moment is right, is a moment that allows for discussion among different stakeholders. If we think of 1 year, 1.5 years ago, I think that might be impossible to undertake such a task, but we think today we have the conditions for this to take place, and on behalf of the Brazilian government, which is part of the multi-stakeholder effort, I'd like to stress that the call made by President Dilma is to set the stage for this discussion to happen, and wishfully we can, at the end of the meeting, come up with an agreed understanding of in regard to those focus area principles and roadmap of what is necessary for us to move ahead with the internet governance effort we have been undertaking. So I'll stop at this, I'll be ready to take your questions. But before that, I'd like, with your permission, Madam Chair, to hand over to my colleague from the Ministry of Communications. Flavio Lenz is the international advisor to Minister Paulo Bernardo, who heads the high-level committee. And in that capacity, I'd like to ask him to complement and what I have said. Thank you.
Thank you, Ambassador. I think you did a great job and a very good briefing about the meeting. I just want to say, well, I'm a newcomer to this meeting here in Singapore. This is the first time in ICANN, so I was not there to try to say something that you don't know, but this is a multi-stakeholder meeting which is going to happen in São Paulo. It's being organized in a multi-stakeholder way. But of course, you know better than me that the governments is one of these stakes and with a significant importance. So we want to make sure that the stakes are appropriately represented there in São Paulo. And we want to make sure that governments will be appropriately represented there in São Paulo and in the ideas of the documents and so on. From our side, the Minister of Communications, Minister Paulo Bernardo, is running the coordination of the high-level multi-stakeholder committee, which is formed by 12 governments, including the European Commission, and also two UN institutions. On this case, it's ITU and DESA, and also 12 other members from the INET community. We had the first meeting and probably the only one with the presence of the ministers in Barcelona, taking the opportunity of the GSMA Mobile World Congress there in Barcelona. It was really successful. We had on the tables six ministers other representatives from the countries which were represented there at the high-level multi-stakeholder committee, and also representatives from the private sector, from the academia, from the civil society, and so on. So that gives a good view of the level of dialogue that we're going to have there in São Paulo. I'd like to make an invitation for the countries which are part of the high-level multi-stakeholder committee. We are going to have a meeting today so that we can discuss about the participation of these countries on the coming weeks, coming days maybe. And that will take place at 1 o'clock, one of the rooms. So we send a message to the ones which are part of this committee. And if you didn't receive, please let us know by the end of this presentation here. Well, we really, really expect that your government would be present there in São Paulo. And we have a massive participation from countries from all the globe. And we look forward to meet you in São Paulo on 23rd of April. Thank you.
Many thanks to both of you for that very informative session about the upcoming meeting. Do colleagues have any questions or comments that they would wish to make? Okay, I see Indonesia, Iran, and Japan.
Thank you, Chair. I just would like to ask, because you are mentioning about the coming of a minister and so on, I just want to know whether Brazil will send invitation letter to the minister directly, or and then we will say yes or no, he or she will be coming or not. Or because until now, what we have received is the nota verbal note from the embassy to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And of course, we have responses to that. We have responded the verbal note from the Brazilian embassy in Jakarta to our foreign ministers, because the foreign minister will then ask the technical ministry, in this case, the ICT minister for Indonesian minister for ICT, to respond to that. But we do the communication through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So I just want to know whether you will invite the minister directly. Thank you.
Não, eu tenho que responder. Isso é pergunta para o Itamaraty.
Tá, não, mas que depois eu tenho que...
Não.
Tá, responder, é, depois eu... Tá.
Yes, one thing we have done as foreign affairs is to make sure we reach out to governments through the diplomatic channels. We think this is the only way to ensure isonomy in treatment of different countries. One of the lessons we have learned is that different countries attach different or assign this issue and the leadership of internet governance to different sections of government. In some cases, we have been informed that the representation will be exerted by foreign affairs. In some cases, we have been told the representative will come from the Ministry of Communications. In other cases, it is the preference of governments to assign representation to security minister, for example. So it is not upon the Brazilian government to choose who will be sent to the meeting. So by resorting to the diplomatic channel, which is the ordinary ways of doing things, we want to make sure that the we receive from the governments the indication filtered by foreign affairs of who should be there. Of course, our expectation is that foreign affairs will coordinate with the technical ministry as appropriate, and we have even encouraged that those technical officials will coordinate with their Minister of Foreign Affairs, but we will not be in a position to address directly any particular ministry, because this would entail a choice. We will be choosing who should come, and we want to make sure that the representative that will come is the representative empowered by the government as such, and this is the traditional way we do things among government, that we use the diplomatic channel. We, in the case of Indonesia, who is a member of the high-level committee, we have approached your government. We have an indication of an individual that will sit on this high-level committee. And those that are members of the high-level committee, they are already accredited to be in the meeting. But as regards your official delegation, we would expect this to come through the Minister of Foreign, your Minister of Foreign Affairs. And we encourage that internal coordination will be made. We can informally, even through our embassy, also let know that such and such person are the ones that are. But we cannot go beyond that, because otherwise we would be, let's say, picking and choosing which. And again, the lesson we have learned is that different governments take different approaches in that regard, and we do not want to interfere with national decisions as such. Thank you.
Excuse me. Just in the case of Indonesia, I would like to... I'm glad that I met you here. We have been trying to contact you a lot of time, and usually the emails just return, and that happened yesterday when we were trying to reach you here to invite to the meeting. So let's talk after this for a brief moment, please.
Thank you. So I have a few more requests from the floor. I have Iran, Japan, China, and Malaysia. Iran, please.
Thank you, His Excellency, Ambassador. Thank you, representative of the Ministry of Communication. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, first of all, we are grateful to the government of Brazil taking this initiative after the General Assembly of the last year in the United Nations. We have been working very hard on this matter immediately after the GAC 48, spending a lot of time. And in fact, we have contributed an extensive document, document 122, a lot of pages, 35 pages of background, giving the history of the internet governance from 1998 up to now. And then we have also mentioned what is expected from the Sao Paulo meeting. That is that. You have mentioned, His Excellency, we have 189, we have just at least what I have seen last week, 187. Among these 187, there are about less than 20 from governments, United States, China, United Kingdom, Sweden, Norway, India, Austria, France, Spain, Iran, Switzerland, Mexico, Canada, Republic of Korea, and Argentina. Maybe one or more. The remaining 160 are from the other stakeholders, very good. Among that, 32 is from the United States, and 17 from Brazil, and 111 from others, 19 from Africa, only from 5 countries, the stakeholders, non-governmental, 20 from Asia, 5 to 6 countries, and 18 from international organizations, and so on and so forth. So the participation of government in contribution is very few. I hope the participations of the government representative will not be as few as they are. So I would like that at least necessary message be sent to the government encouraging their participations, and one of the means would be a paragraph in the communique that we have received this kind presentation by His Excellency, the Ambassador of Brazil and the representative of the Ministry of Communication with respect to this Net Mundial. And it was mentioned that the, among other stakeholders, government are most welcome, and that's encouraging government to make preparations to attend. Knowing that 2014 is a very busy day for governments, there are many, many other meetings. Not, let us say, if you take it communication-wise, ICT-wise, we have WTDC next week, then we have plenipotentiary in a few months, and we have other conferences, so the financial situations of many countries are very, very limited. Nevertheless, this is the most important meeting that they need to participate. And in fact, in our document, we have mentioned that our expectation of meeting from Brazil should not be that this meeting make a miracle. No, does not make a miracle. This meeting would establish the guidelines, and then the most important things, what do we do after that? And that is what we put in the roadmap. What are the next steps? What is expected that this meeting at least agree on some, if not all, principles? And then at least they agree on the roadmap. That is very important, what we do next. And what is the timeline? In how many years we have to finish the work? I have looked at the documents. There are some 70% of the document, they have common denominator. So I am hoping that the committee will put them together and try to finalize them and compile them and make a list in order to facilitate the discussions. It will be very, very difficult discussions. Unless there is a very good preparation, it would be difficult to conduct the meeting if it is not well prepared. So we should prepare that, and we should avoid going to any discussions which is not relating to the meeting. Many, many discussions is not relating to the meeting, and so on and so forth. Concentrating on that issues, and then expecting that one important issue that come between now is this transitions of the IANA functions, that would have some impact on the meeting. In fact, this would limit the degree of maneuver of the meeting, giving already a path to the meeting. This is the way you have to go. Whether meeting intended to have that path of meeting would have full liberty to look at all possibilities. So that is some issue is very, very important. Knowing that many people, including ours, still we may not know how IANA functions. It's very difficult, it's very technical, very, very technical, and so on and so forth. And then the function of IANA, which is being transited or transferred, is on conditional basis, and so on and so forth. So we have to see how it works. So these are the things. Our expectation is that this timeline will be properly reflected and would be sufficient guidelines how the discussions will be conducted and how the countries or government should have necessary stake at this meeting. I hope that we will discuss. Let us be very frank with each other. Currently, we are not properly covered. We are still advisory. I hope that in the next situation, we will not be advisory and so on and so forth. Government would have their own stakes with the equal footing, but not an advisory. So we would be at stake in the situation. That is an important. Whatever principle would be, the government would not have an advisory, would not be on the side and sitting with non-voting capacity and non-voting arrangement, would have a major role in that with others. There are many things to be yet cleared. I don't know whether the Sao Paulo meeting would not establish that. They are talking about equal footing. There is no criteria. What does it mean, equal footing? Equal footing on what? And so on and so forth. They are talking about accountability. This is not clear what accountability we are taking. Who is accountable to whom? And what is the mission of accountability? All of these things is totally unclear. What we know that there is, it seems that there is some tendency to have multi-stakeholder approach, but we don't know what model in that approach. There are many models in multi-stakeholder approach. Model 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One model is currently what is ICANN doing. Whether it is a model or there would be another model of that multi-stakeholder. And in that multi-stakeholder model that we have to at least discuss, if we would not agree in Brazil, we have to do the next meeting, we should have what is the constituent of that multi-stakeholder model. Who are the constituent? Government, civil society, private sector, technical committee, and so on and so forth. What is the stake of each of those, and what is the degree of their participation, and what is the degree of their weighting and their presentation of things? Something is very, very important. The legitimacy of these people that are talking as a multi-stakeholder is something is yet to be understood. A person coming from a country under the name of the private sector talking, what legitimacy and how it should be weighted with respect to the representative of a government of millions, if not billions, of the people. That is a very important. This is the equal footing is not clear. Whether Sao Paulo would address that or not, or whether they put it in the next meeting. So we have a long path to go, a very long path to go. Task is very difficult and very complex. So we would be very happy to collaborate, and we have already announced our collaborations. The issue in Iran is handled by the National Center for Cybersecurity, which is under the Supreme Body and Council, which is governed by the President and several administrative ministries in the country. We attach a very high importance for this meeting, and we hope that we should get something after years of expectation. And I thank you very much. I'm sorry, Madam Chairman, I was long, but I had to explain that to the colleagues. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. So we will take questions from the others that have requested to speak and then address them all together at the end. So if I can now turn to Japan, please, to comment. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Jay.
Спасибо, госпожа председатель. Возможно, мы должны, если можно обратиться к бразильскому правительству.
就是期待这个巴西代表，这个巴西的这个会议能够成功，尤其是这个多方力主体的这个做法，而且是在这个互联网的管制方面能有所成功。那我的问题就是问到
global масштаб
的职能的这个相关的，那我问到。 那他的，你这个会议的结果呢？
Бразильской конференции. Какой мог бы быть ее результат? Например, мог бы такой результат, как консенсус?
未来的这个多方利益主体对互联网管制的这个前景呢，可能会有所帮助，但是也会提出这种限制。
Что два дня всего конференции – это очень мало для того, чтобы реально прийти к соглашению о чем-то. Поэтому можно было бы обратиться к бразильскому правительству, чтобы посмотреть, как они себе это видят. И второй административный вопрос. Мы понимаем, что Там будут представители разных секторов, частного сектора, правительственного сектора, которые все будут принимать участие в этой двухдневной конференции. Мой вопрос, могут ли все правительства, которые там будут представлены, получить возможность высказать свою точку зрения? Может быть, имеет смысл устроить отдельную сессию? Китай. Госпожа председатель, я также хочу поблагодарить посла Бразилии за готовность организовать эту конференцию и составить коммюнике, пригласить представителей правительств других стран. Хочу поблагодарить правительство Бразилии и сообщество Бразилии за это решение провести эту встречу на высшем уровне для обсуждения межправительственных вопросов. Мы понимаем, что мы сейчас находимся в критической стадии, особенно учитывая переход, который произошел на этой неделе, объявление правительства Соединенных Штатов и передачу распорядительских функций.
So it's very important for the Brazil meeting to discuss, I think, many, many very important issues. Although, you know, China is not in the high-level committee, also we have tried to participate. But China has also will contribute its very important part in this kind of event. My not questions, but my suggestion is that for this meeting to be successful, it's not just the presence of the ministers to be there. It's important that this meeting has some kind of outcomes. That's a document. We know that the meeting is only have 1 month to be left for us to discuss how is the declaration or its principles to be discussed or to be drafted. But I think for us, for all the stakeholders, we should, the secretariat of this meeting or the Brazil community, maybe the high-level committee will have some kind of preparations or some kind of arrangement for the stakeholders to send their opinions or to express their opinions on these important issues, just as our distinguished colleague of Iran, Representative Al-Gad, has pointed out many, many very important issues, just that what is the multi-stakeholder. What is the, the government's participation in this kind of arrangement, and also the legitimacy of the ICANN to take over this kind of role, and also the annual transition of this power. So I think many issues are before this month, this Brazil meeting, and we must ensure that all the stakeholders and all the voice of the stakeholders can be heard. Especially, the government is a critical part, is an important part in this internal governance. So, how their voice can be heard before every summit or important meetings, before the holding of the meetings, there will be some face-to-face discussion on the document. I don't know whether there will be some arrangement for this NetMonda meeting, or there will be just the high-level committee to draft this kind of document. Because, as I said, success of this meeting will rely mostly on the document, its outcomes. Anyway, I think, including China, all the other So all the other countries pays much attention on this important meeting. So anyway, we will command the work of the Brazil community to hold this very important initiative to to improve the transition or the evolution of the intergovernance of the world. Thank you.
Thank you, China. And we have one last question or comment from Malaysia, please.
Okay. Hi, good morning. And first of all, I would like to just inform that we have received the invitation letter from Foreign Affairs, and from currently we are still deciding who will be the best representative to go to MNET Mundial meeting. My question is, when you explain about the document of declaration, the document zero, that you plan to publish by April 3rd, can you explain a little bit more on that? And what is the plan for that document? I'm sure the government would definitely want to understand what is it for. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Malaysia. Okay. So if I can now turn back to the ambassador for some closing remarks. Thank you.
And I wish to thank all those who have intervened. I think the points raised are very important. They have been in the back of our minds, and they have been a source of concern for us because, we have full perception of the challenge we have proposed to ourselves and to you and to the global community to, in a very short time frame, to come up with something that is meaningful and then can be seen as a contribution to the ongoing discussions on internet governance. So one point that was raised by Iran, and I think it was a very important point, is the participation of governments. Also when we see the contributions and we make an analysis of this. And in that sense, I wish to express our understanding that those submissions, they are considered as the basis for our work. As the executive committee trying to put together this first draft, this draft zero, but this is a tool we'll be using, trying to discern what would be the general sentiment of participants. So, and having full understanding that the final outcome of the meeting will be something that will have to be owned by all participants. So government, civil society, private, will have, for this outcome to be meaningful, they will have to have ownership on the outcomes. So we are not aiming at engaging in a negotiating exercise. This will not be the case. We are not aiming at have a final document to be voted. I think, will withdraw the strength of any outcome. Rather, what we'll try, this is our attempt to come up with something that will reflect the general feeling of the room. In that sense, to the point we have submissions coming from all parts of the world, from all stakeholders, that gives us the hope that we can, on working on the proposals, to come up with something that will reflect, let's say, a general feeling. Even if this will not address all the issues, we also have a full understanding that this meeting will not be able to address all the important issues related to internet governance. This would require much more time, much more effort than we have. So that's why we try to have focused discussions, and with this focused discussion, the base of the contribution, try to discern what is the general. I think this is maybe what will be achievable in that time frame we have. As concerns the next steps, one thing I've been repeating is that the outcome of the follow-up will depend on the participants' decision, what they want to, on the basis of the outcome we have, what will be the next step. President Dilma convened this meeting as a standalone meeting. that does not impede a second, a follow-up meeting in the same format if participants decide to do so. This is not something that was pre-decided, but it will be up to participants. I fully agree with those that I think also Japan and China have expressed that we do not only want ministers to be present, by the way, not only ministers, but also high-level representation from the other stakeholders as well. I think this is not the only measure for the success of the meeting. I think, but if we have this high-level participation from the perspective of having a good number of ministers and high-level participants coupled with a document that will be introducing some new consensus or some agreed ideas, I think the success of me depends on both the level of representation at the meeting and a meaningful document. So we are working on both directions. The announcement made by the U.S. government, of course, in a way, I would say that not limit what Net Mundial can do, but rather changes the approach we want to take to this issue. Because when we read the submissions that were proposed to the meeting, there was a very clear call on, I think, a majority of submissions calling for the globalization of ICANN. So the decision has already been announced that this will take place. So maybe now our approach to this issue will be not what needs to take place, but how this can be done. To the extent we can come up with some agreed direction of the process, I think that will be the contribution we can make to this issue. Japan has mentioned the idea of rough consensus. This is not completely clear on the part of the organizing committee there, but maybe this will be what will be feasible. Again, we are not aiming at have a negotiated document, a voted document. Maybe at this point, the idea of rough consensus is the one that would be more feasible. Opportunity to express statements, yes. We are making a very serious effort to attract participation at the ministerial level. We want to make sure ministers and also the delegations, even though they are not headed by ministers, will have appropriate occasion to express themselves. We are working with the executive to ensure that in the organization of the work there will be a proper space for that. I think, yes, I think China has mentioned the U.S. announcement, I have already mentioned, and not only the issue of ministers. Documents, as I have said, it is not yet fully, we do not have a full outline of the documents. The sense we have, the final outcome should have two sections, one dealing with principles, one with the roadmap. The executive committee at this moment is working on this between this week and next week, so it is maybe premature at this point to have to give some more clarity, but the general sense is that this document will have those two, will address the two focus areas. And as I have said, we want to ensure to the extent possible maximum transparency, so it will be posted at on the website of the conference and submitted to public comments as soon as the high-level committee will also have the opportunity to go through it and comment on the documents. So again, we have tried to put up a framework that will allow us to move in that direction, but we are fully convinced that this is a collective endeavor, that it has some limits in regard to the time frame, but we are fully convinced and we see a lot of goodwill on all parties that, and the understanding, the shared understanding with us, and this is, I think, one thing that gives us confidence that we can achieve something meaningful at the end of the meeting, that the moment is right to engage in those discussions and try to, out of those the richness of contributions to try to discern what would be the common ground on which we can move forward on the discussions we have on internet governance as from now. Maybe this is what I have to say. Thank you. I don't know if Flavio. No.
Thank you. Very much for coming to present to us today about Net Mundial. I have every confidence that it will be a very good success, and I hope many colleagues here will be in attendance there and contributing to the meeting. So with that, thank you again to our guests. And for the GAC, let's have a 30-minute break, and then we will return to continue with our meetings. Thank you.